guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, Ben here. We are going to continue today in Romans, not long left to the end of the book, and we're going to be looking at Romans 16, verse 17 through to 23 today. Here's what God's word says. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites. For smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I rejoice because of you, but I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my co-worker, sends his greetings to you, as do Lucius, Jason, and Sopater, my fellow Jews. I, Tertius, who wrote down this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, whose hospitality I and the whole church here enjoy, sends you his greetings. Erastus, who is the city's director of public works, and our brother Quartus, send you their greetings. All right, so we're back. Ryan, here we are heading towards the very end of Romans. And you get some more, you know, he is summing it up, you know, giving his goodbyes. You know, you felt that as we read that out before for us. But there's some interesting stuff in verse 17 to 19 particularly that's worth just spending a time thinking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we see Paul, as he kind of wraps up his letter, touching on things he spoke about earlier on, particularly as he opened up his letter to them and why he was writing. And we really see, like, he wants these Christians who are well known, he's known about, although he's never met, to continue on in their faith. And in particular, he wants them to mutually encourage each other's faith, that might be strong, and particularly actually follow Jesus in terms of his way of living, to live as the human beings God always intended us to be.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he warns them that actually you're going to come across people to watch out and to keep away from people who aren't serving the Lord but their own appetites. Which is a really interesting way of describing people.
Yeah, and it is interesting to think about that idea, driven by their appetites. You know, what they want.
Yeah,
rather than what Jesus wants. And he gives some warnings too. You know, as we were reading that, just struck by the warning. So watch out, he says, for those people. And what are kind of the key fruits of, or the fruit of what they're doing? Well, he says they cause divisions. They put obstacles in your way, contrary to the teaching that you have learnt. You know, it's almost like if you see someone within the church who is causing divisions, alarm bells immediately should be going off.
Yeah.
Because the way of Jesus is, you know, a united way. We just reflected on that in the last passage, as he talked about so many of the brothers and sisters in the ministry team, not just what they did, but how they did it. Yet there will be some people who cause divisions. So, you know, we know the ways that that happens through gossip and slander and, you know, talk that's just not true or whatever else like that.
Yeah, it's really important because, like we've seen before, like our hearts have been taught ways of thinking and acting and speaking in the world. And Jesus has come into our lives to reshape that, to kind of disrupt all that and teach our hearts new lessons of ways of thinking, feeling and speaking and acting. And it isn't division. It's actually unity.
Yeah.
He's actually brought us together so that we would kind of continue to see God change us and ourselves as we relate to him and one another. And so opposite way of relating to people is actually to cause division and to kind of tear them down, which is kind of what we see here. And he says, actually, just watch out for that. It's actually the opposite kind of characteristics that we see in Jesus in these people.
Yeah, well, Jesus, as he entered into the world and died on the cross, as he rose again and called the people to himself, he was literally uniting people who already were divided.
Yeah.
So the heart of God is not to divide a people who were once divided.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's like, bro, that's why I died, to unite those people.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen, like, we've seen this already in Romans 12, like looking at how we relate and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's really interesting. It's Jesus, yeah, he didn't serve his own appetite either in ways. Like we see that he actually didn't follow the temptations that were held out before him. He actually followed and served God's appetite, his Father's desires.
Yeah.
We see that Jesus' heart actually shares and reveals God's desires, his appetite, perfectly for us.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's interesting. We aren't meant to even follow our own appetites. We need to see our appetites shaped around Jesus's.
Yeah.
And that's what we're needing to learn. It's a teaching that helps our hearts learn to hunger for, yeah, what God does.
Yeah, and in verse 18, it is contrasted there, their own appetites to not serving Jesus.
Mm.
So to serve Jesus is to have that new found desire to live for.
Mm.
To go back one step, so the first sign is they cause divisions. The second one, though, is they put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you've learned.
Yeah.
And so there's this sense here, right? Like he's just written the book of Romans. He's getting to the end of it.
Mm.
He's like, man, if people are teaching you stuff that doesn't, you know, help you walk the way that you've been taught,
yeah,
the way that is written down here, man, you can't just like put up with that. Mm. You got to like watch out for that. You got to be aware of that, that's causing you to walk away from Jesus and will cause way more damage than, you know, just allowing it.
Yeah. And so there is a call for some serious self-awareness and relational awareness here.
Yeah.
Are we aware of the impact people are having on us? And are we aware of kind of what they're trying to do in that? And I think it would, I'm naturally a pessimist.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of like, surprise, surprise. so it's easy for me to think the worst of people, but I don't think Paul wants us to think the worst of people. I think he wants us to expect the best of God's people.
Yeah.
But we do need to be aware that actually we are in relationships with sinful people.
Yeah.
And we are prone to let our appetites shape how we relate to one another.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what you're saying is helpful, you know, to be aware of our own dispositions, you know. And I think Romans has talked a lot about, you know, I mean, we've been given grace from Jesus.
Mm.
So we are to show and extend that grace to others. But the two things here, yeah, it's making sure that we're not going soft or lenient on things that create a big problem.
Yeah.
And the two things are divisions, disunity, and teaching that's contrary to the gospel. So those are really big things that it's like, yeah, show grace to people who, you know, I don't know, hurt you, you know, when they misuse their words or whatever, you know, that idea when there's grace to be extended. But if that person or if those people are creating divisions or if they're teaching something that is not the gospel,
yeah,
and they've got influence and power, man, he says watch out for that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, goes on, the reason why we've got to watch out for that is because by smooth talk and flattering they deceive the minds of naive people. That people have this impact and ability to deceive,
yeah,
and to take people who shouldn't be taken anywhere, to take them down to a path, you know, which ultimately leads to death, not life.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Now, as we keep reading, there's a final verse there that says, you know, I want you to be wise about what's good and innocent about what's evil. I just love that.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, delve deep, think lots about what's good, about the message of Jesus, about Romans, you know, the book that he's just written.
Yeah.
Be innocent about evil.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay not to know the different evil practices that exist in the world. Like, don't feel shame for that.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely.
And then he sort of finishes in a moment and says, you know, before he gets on to the thank you and who wrote different stuff and whatever, and then says the God of peace will soon crush the Satan under your feet.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just cool.
Yeah. It is really interesting.
Maybe a podcast for another day.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just, and what we're talking about here is the Genesis promise
yeah
that God said that one day someone will come who will crush Satan's head.
Yeah, and it's not a metaphorical, like this isn't just an abstract thing. It's actually we have been impacted by sin and Satan, and that needs to be healed. And I think that's also a big part of it, which is we should talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. One thing, Paul did write this letter.
Yeah,
verse 22 suggests that someone else has written it. Yeah, Paul is the words, and he's got a scribe, and that's how they often wrote down these things. So if that's thrown you.
Yeah, Tertius.
Rest easy.
Tertius?
Yeah, and he gives a bit of personal, his own little personal few words there to those who have helped him out.
Yeah, he greets them in the Lord. Yeah. On that point, just, you know, we're done this episode, but this is bonus content for those who are listening. That, you know, you talked briefly about the scribes writing it and how the process that it would have taken. You know, people often don't think about this, but writing back in the ancient world is not the same as writing today. You know, you get a piece of paper out, you can write whatever you want today. In the ancient world, it was expensive to write something down because you're writing it on leather skins or whatever else like that. And it's estimated that the Book of Romans would have cost about 70 grand of today's currency.
Wow.
To write down.
I did not know that.
No, it's like crazy. The amount of money that it would have taken to get such a letter down. And it shows you how Paul values this and then subsequently because of the manuscripts that were made beyond this.
Yeah.
Of just how valuable this was to the ancient world and to the early church. So as we get to the end of Romans, you know, nearly, there's one more episode, but as we get to the end of this, this was an expensive letter that was written down.
Yeah.
And we already valued it because it's God speaking to us. But I think all the more that shows us that, man, there's something to this.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Thank you for that. That's really interesting. That's good.
Bit of extra content for your day. All right, as we wrap up, let's bring it back, not to just manuscripts and how these things were written and the cost of it, but where this leads us. And I think the challenge here is to watch out. It's to watch out for those within the local church, within your church family, who are causing divisions or who are getting in the way of the teaching or teaching a message that is not the gospel or what we see in the Bible. It's a challenge, I think, to us to make sure that we aren't the people causing divisions, that we aren't getting in the way of the teaching of the Bible. But also when we see this, to not just sit by passively, but to call it out, to talk to our church leaders, to talk to whoever we need to, because there is a real danger that people who are smooth talkers or who by flattery deceive the minds of naive people can actually take people away from the message of Jesus and the unity that we get in Christ to a path that leads to death. Watch out for this, be careful of this, and make sure if you see these tendencies in your heart that you quickly repent of them and come back to Jesus.